بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. The following is a section of an interview with Sister Abdullah, the wife of our Sheikh رحمه الله Sheikh Muhammad bin Saleh Al Uthaymeen. And the first question that was raised to her by one of the sisters was there any change in the motivation of the Shaykh regarding ilm, knowledge, and da'wah and worship between his youth age and his elder state, rahimahullah? She said, I didn't find any diminishing nor weakness in his motivation, rahimahullah, in the knowledge and in da'wah and worship, despite his progress in age. And to the contrary, his busy schedule continued to increase with time, as it is the case with respect to his worship and his call, and to the extent that he, rahimahullah, during the time of his intense illness, was not negligent regarding any moment, except that using it in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or worshipping him, or teaching, or directing. And then concerning a question as to what she may have seen as something amazing from the Shaykh's life, she said that his life, rahimahullah, was an example to follow, and especially his patience and motivation in seeking the knowledge, and his patience on that, and his motivation in teaching and dissipating the beneficial knowledge, and also his piety, rahimahullah, and that was something which those who didn't know the Shaykh closely may not know of. And then regarding another question as to how did the Shaykh interact with his children in their private life, she said that his dealing with his children and his sons and daughters fell into two stages. The first, when in their childhood, and he was keen, rahimahullah, to take care of them and be close to them and follow their achievement of education after they joined the schools, as well as he was keen during this stage to direct them and admonish them and incite in them the Islamic principles. And so he used, for example, to take the children with him to the masjid to perform some of the fard prayers, and he used to encourage them to fast some of the days of the month of Ramadan. And also to encourage them to memorize some of the short surah and of the Quran. And the second stage is the stage of youth and maturity. And in this stage, he, rahimahullah, was strong concerning fulfilling the obligations, their obligations, religious obligations, and discipline in case of negligence. And he used to follow that with direction, with leniency, and at certain times, if he was not hesitant to do what would be sufficient to change or correct the mistakes done by the children, by his sons and daughters. And he, rahimahullah, in addition to that, he used to put full trust in them and would leave certain things to them so that they learn to depend upon themselves. And he used to all the time to encourage them on righteousness and used to check them on that. And as to a question, why didn't the Shaykh rahimahullah use the henna on his beard? She said, Rabbama, maybe he didn't have the time to take care of that. And I think that I heard him saying this one time. And in response to another question as to when did the Sheikh anger would intensify and how did he deal with you, with your anger. And she said that his anger used to intensify if the Hurumatullah Azza wa Jal were violated, the lawful or the inviolable matters of Allah were violated. And as to how he dealt with my anger regarding any of the children, for example, he would try to calm me down and give me the admonition, and give the admonition as to regard to the one who was mistaken. And generally he, rahimahullah, was quiet and did not get angry quickly. And he, rahimahullah, if he got angry, then so quickly he would, his anger will go away. And this is from the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. And how did he, rahimahullah, used to get up from his sleep? Did he put an alarm or would ask for someone to wake him up? He, rahimahullah, used to depend upon Allah, then upon the clock alarm, and upon us in wakening him up. And most often he, rahimahullah, used to get up from his sleep before the alarm and before I go to wake him up. Question as to whether the Sheikh used to go with the family outside for a picnic. Yes. The family had a weekly picnic, and that is on Friday after the Salat al-Jumu'ah. We used to go to a close wild area in the wilderness here and then take our lunch. And he used to utilize this time in sharing with his children some activities like foot racing and solving some puzzles. And he used to take with him a small rifle where he would compete with his children on aiming and shooting. And how was the Sheikh's fasting during the year? The Sheikh, rahimahullah, used all of his time, his life, to fast or continue on fasting, consistent on fasting 3 days from each month, and 6 days from Shawwal, the 6 days of Shawwal, and the 10 days of the Hijjah and the day of Ashura. A question as, how did the Shaykh rahimahullah choose the names for his children? He used to choose the names like Abdullah and Abdul Rahman, and by the way, these are two of his children. And he used to leave the rest for consultation amongst us, and we used to choose the name, then we present it to him, and he would agree or ask to choose another name. As to what were the things that used to please the Shaykh rahimahullah, she said that there is no doubt that the Shaykh rahimahullah's happiness used to increase when he would see the strength of Islam and Muslims, and as to his happiness at home, that was manifested in his meetings with his family and his children, the elder and the young. And you would also see the sign of happiness upon him and pleasure upon receiving his grandchildren. And he used to open up his clock and then make them enter underneath and ask about them, where are they? Then opens the clock and then repeats this several times, and then afterwards take them to his library or his study, and then he used to keep a special kind of sweets there. We were keen that they don't find it except with him, rahimahullah. So he would give them from that, and then they used to call it halawatu abui, the sweet of my father, my father's sweet. And he, rahimahullah, despite his busy schedule, used to visit them at their homes if he would hear of any one of them being sick and ill. And he used to also go to the hospital to visit them if they were there. And this had great influence in them, the grandchildren and their parents and their mothers. Question as to the number of the Sheikh's children, males and females. The number of the males from the Sheikh, rahimahullah, were 5. And the females were 3, or are 3, 5 males and 3 females. And who is the closest from them to the heart of the Shaykh, from the daughters and sons? He, rahimahullah, used to deal with his children with justice in all affairs, major and minor. And if he found any kind of distinction in any of his children, then he would never make that openly, because this is not from justice, which he, rahimahullah, is too keen about following in matters even lighter than this. So what about this? And who amongst the children were most affected by him, by missing him? All of them were, and the reality of the matter is that I used to feel that we were not alone regarding this, but he was a father for all, and his missing was a shock for all Muslims all over the globe. And who is the youngest from his children? The youngest is a daughter. Her age is 21 years old. And concerning a question about the steps that the Shaykh took in his path of seeking knowledge, and the role of her, Abdullah, his wife, in that, she said that the Shaykh, rahimahullah, took teaching in the Grand Mosque in Unayza following his Shaykh's death, Shaykh Abdurrahman bin Nasser al-Saadi, may Allah's mercy be upon both of them, before I got married to him. And at that time, he continued to consider himself as a student of knowledge. As to my helping him, this was manifested in not making him busy away from distracting him, not to distract him from seeking knowledge and dissipate and propagating it. And I therefore used to serve him and make all that which he needs available to him that will support him to seek the knowledge. And I was to follow the children and take care of them, except in the things which require him to be notified, so that he can direct and admonish and seek a solution. Yes, yes. The next question, how did he, rahimahullah, reconcile between the da'wah, which took most of his time, and between his responsibilities and family and social responsibilities? Here, rahimahullah, the answer, used to organize his time and give this great attention, for example, for teaching and fatwa and da'wah and call. There is time, and there's for worship time, and there are times for the family and the children, and also for the social family responsibilities and keeping the ties of kinship also. And if he at certain times was not able to directly share in some of these responsibilities by being present in there, he was keen to share even by the phone. And what was his policy regarding educating his children and directing them? His policy in education was either by educating, and he did not, however, force his children to take any kind of special or seeking a specialty, for example, but he used to consult with them regarding this. And the obvious thing is that his children graduated from different colleges. Some of these colleges are Sharia colleges, other military, and other educational or academic. Now, taking into consideration the action, the work of the Sheikh and his commitments, then this inevitably led to him being not present at home and away from family. So what was your role regarding this matter, and how did you cover for the absence of the Shaykh rahimahullah regarding the life of his children? And even the answer is that even if he was away from home, whether in terms of his commitments to teaching and in propagating the knowledge inside Unayza, which is the hometown, or when he was on his travel, he used to follow up with his children. حَتَّى لَوْ لَمْ يَكُمْ مَوْجُودًا, even if he was not present at home, by calling and checking their affairs after his return. And my role was not even mentionable. His presence was always with us. We would feel his presence with us, and in general, I used to make the children feel that their father's responsibility are great, and his works are many, and I used to incite them to be patient on that, and that he, rahimahullah, used to compensate them upon his return. If you can tell us about his worship at home, she said. He was keen, rahimahullah, to perform the rawatib, as-sunan al-rawatib, the regular sunnah prayers at home, except in limited circumstances. And he, rahimahullah, used to wake up the latter part of the night to pray as much as possible, and then makes the witr, the odd night prayer, before fajr, in addition to the remembrances and istighfar, which he did not discontinue. And what about his daily program and his sleeping and awakening, time of lunch, time of dinner and breakfast, all of that? She said that the Shaykh rahimahullah used to get up from sleep the latter third of the night, and then he prays as Allah wishes, then makes the witr before Adhan al-Fajr, and after the Adhan he used to pray the Ratibat al-Fajr, the regular Fajr Sunnah, and then awaken his household to perform the Salah, and then he goes to perform Salat al-Fajr at the Masjid, and then he returns to stay in the courtyard to read his word, the daily remembrance, and also some of the Quran, until the time when, until the time is about for the sun to rise, until close to sunrise, and thereafterwards he would go for some sleep until 8 in the morning. This is at the days when he was not performing the teaching at the university. Afterwards he would take the breakfast and then finish his works and his readings in his study, in his library, at home. And during that also he would pray the Sunnah al-Duha, and then he will stay until Adhan al-Dhuhr, the call for Dhuhr, and then goes for the Masjid, and after Salat al-Dhuhr returns home to take lunch with his family at about 1:30, and then receives phone calls and answers the phones until 20 minutes before Asr time. Then he takes a rest for 15 minutes or less until the Adhan of Asr, and then he goes for the Salah and then stays at the Masjid to meet the needs of people who come to the Masjid, because they know that the Shaykh rahimahullah stays after Salat al-Asr to check for their needs and their fatawa, and then he returns before Maghrib to his study to read until Maghrib. Then afterwards he goes for the Salah, then sits for the daily class at the Masjid until after the Isha. Thereafter he returns to home most often and then takes a light dinner. Then he goes to his study, and then sometimes he may have some meetings by giving some lectures on the phone or telelinks to places outside the kingdom. And this is the almost the regular schedule over the year. And however, sometimes in some seasons it may differ, like during the month of Ramadan or Hajj, and also during summer breaks. And there are some commitments which were not daily but rather weekly meetings, and this used to take place either at home or outside, like his meetings rahimahullah every night, or the night of Wednesday at home with the judges. This was a weekly meeting with the judges, and also meetings with the imams of the masajid, those who give the khutbah of Jumu'ah, and also with university staff and professors, and also with the people of Hisbah, the people who enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong from the committee of enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong, and others, until 11 or 12 at night. Then afterwards he goes for sleeping. And what about his schedule in the month of Ramadan, especially after Futur? She said, rahimahullah, may Allah preserve her, she said, and during Ramadan, the Shaykh, rahimahullah, has his schedule, which is different, where he would spend most of his time in the masjid to recite the Noble Quran and also meet the needs of the people. And he used to meet the poor and some of the students of knowledge during the month of Ramadan and invite them to his home to have the iftar with him, breaking the fasting with him, and after Salat al-Maghrib, and then after that they return to have the dinner after Isha. And he used also to take this time as an opportunity to respond to the fatawa on the phone, and many people used to come to our home either to say salam to the Shaykh or to seek the fatwa. Where did the Shaykh rahimahullah used to like to spend his rest time? There is no rest time in reality known to the Shaykh. Shaykh rahimahullah, all of his time is busy, and even at the time when he used to sit with us, some of the times the phone would ring and take it and take from his time, long time actually, on that. So his rest was in propagating the knowledge and meeting people's needs and fatawa. As to how many hours did the Shaykh rahimahullah sleep, his connected time did not increase, did not take more than 3 to 4 hours. And in totality, the total number of hours he rahimahullah used to sleep did not exceed 6 hours daily. And who amongst the students of the Shaykh rahimahullah whom he used to praise and mention often and be pleased with his visits? He rahimahullah used to look same at his towards his students, and all of them were his sons, and he did not particularly praise anyone in particular, but he used to look at them equally as he rahimahullah used to meet them and welcome them at his home and also share with them in some of their special occasions and support them if they needed, if they were in need of something, and he used to share with them in some of their trips and their occasional meetings. And how did the Shaykh family deal with his asceticism and piousness? We used to see that he, rahimahullah, was an example in all things, and we used to revere his asceticism and his piousness, and that in fact used to incite in us comfort, and since he, rahimahullah, did not like any unnatural mannerism, and he didn't want this from others around him, but rather he was simple in all of his affairs. Question, did he, the Shaykh rahimahullah, cry upon the death of Shaykh Abdulaziz bin Baz rahimahullah? The answer was, he was very much affected, greatly affected for the death of his Shaykh, and we know that Shaykh Abdulaziz bin Baz is our Shaykh's Shaykh. He took from him knowledge, rahimahullah, and everyone, she said, felt, those who were around him from people, the extent of his profound effect in the death of his Shaykh, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us meet them all in the paradise of bliss. Did the Shaykh rahimahullah travel to other than seeking knowledge, and where? No, he did not travel any travel except for seeking or except for knowledge, and he used to make travels to Mecca for Umrah, and there he would make specific times for his durus, his talks at the Haram, and also he used to travel to Riyadh or Ta'if to attend the meetings of the Grand Scholars Committee, and then he would also specify times for durus in the masajid of the cities which he would go to, and times for lectures and so forth. Can you tell us about some of the apparent generosity of the Shaykh rahimahullah with those who were in need? We used to feel his care rahimahullah to the people who need, whether they were the distant or close ones. So he used to attend and find out about, check the affairs of those who are in need from his family and his relatives, and would help them and meet their needs, as he rahimahullah used to also do the same regarding his neighbors, those who may have been in need, and he used to help them in all of that which they needed, and he used to visit them and comfort them regarding their worries, and also would share in their occasions and their pleasant occasions. What did you learn from the Shaykh rahimahullah? Did you learn matters of fatwa? Did you give fatwa one day? I learned from the Shaykh the answer, everything that relates to the affairs of this life, whether from the social or the legal aspect. As to the matters of fatwa, I wouldn't I couldn't even dare on this, and I only used to present what I received from questions to him, rahimahullah. Then I relate his fatawa and his answers to those who asked. Question before the Shaykh's rahimahullah's death, what did he direct, what did he admonish those beloved ones and his household? The Shaykh rahimahullah in the answer did not advise or did not direct any specific direction before his death, but he rahimahullah all of his life with us and all of his life with people, he used to admonish them and direct them to that which benefits them in their life and in their deen and their religion. We would like from you an admonition to the wives of the callers and the wives of the students of knowledge. The answer is they should preserve their husbands in openly and secretly, in their open and in their secret affairs, they should preserve their husbands openly and secretly, and they should act to prepare for them the best situations and conditions to continue providing their duties of da'wah and knowledge. And I also incite them that they should not feel worried because of the time that their husbands may the time they have regarding their travel or regarding the seeking knowledge and reading and from their affairs of da'wah. They shouldn't be bothered because of their busy schedule of their husbands in trips or which they perform for da'wah and in the reading and so forth from the matters of da'wah, because by Allah's will they are sharing in the reward. Question. Could you tell us about the way the Shaykh rahimahullah used to receive his guests? He rahimahullah used to receive his guests with real welcoming and with simplicity, and so he didn't make them feel except that they are guests, and no day passed except that he would bring with him someone as a guest, either for lunch or dinner or in between. And we were pleased with his guests, and we used to honor them. Now, what is your advice to those who spread mischief in our kingdom? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to preserve our land and to continue to bestow upon us the favor of security and safety. And the Shaykh rahimahullah used to repeat and mention often that he doesn't know on the face of the earth any country that applies the Sharia and holds to the correct creed like this country, as he rahimahullah used to incite to deal with the affairs with wisdom and good admonition and leniency, not to resort to violence. And is there anything is there anything that the Shaykh asked you, something that was strange and you were hesitant to do? Okay, she said that it may be unknown to people, to all, that I was illiterate. I didn't know how to read nor to write, meaning I did not get education from any kind of education. And after my after I got married to the Shaykh rahimahullah, I was fully busy in his service and in providing him the correct environment and the comfortable environment so that for him to go to seek the knowledge and the teaching. And after we got our children, I was busy with them and had full time to raise them, in addition to the time I used to help and support the Shaykh rahimahullah in his knowledge times, his life seeking knowledge. And after the children grew up and my responsibilities began to ease a little bit, I was surprised that the Shaykh rahimahullah began to incite me to join the teaching schools for the elderly. And I was hesitant in the beginning, and then afterwards I decided to join the school. And he, rahimahullah, during this period, he used to follow my level of achievement, and he didn't accept for anyone to sign the transcript of records, my transcript of records, not to be signed by anyone of my sons, but rather he used to say, I am the one to sign for you all that which is related to your academic achievement. And this moment of learning is a period that cannot be forgotten because of the great benefits which are not enumerable. A question: what were the kinds of gifts which the Shaykh rahimahullah used to give you and your children and the people? During his lifetime, he rahimahullah did not withhold anything from a close one nor from a distant one, in all that which he was able to do. And the greatest gifts, however, that he used to give us was his da'wah, his du'a to me and to my children, which I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept and to record it for him in his good record, and to give me and my children, bestow upon us the ability to fulfill to being righteous to him after his death. Question: did the Shaykh rahimahullah relate to you any of the things which were nice occurrences that may have taken place in the masjid? He used rahimahullah to tell us sometimes, often or always, some of the things which he used to think they were fitting to mention. Question: when the Shaykh rahimahullah used to travel for da'wah, how did you deal with him? I used to incite him and encourage him and make things easy for him and provide for him all that which he needs. And then generally his trips, rahimahullah, were few, and I used to join him in most of his trips. As to travel outside the kingdom, he, rahimahullah, did not leave the country except once, and this was his trip for treatment to America, and which only lasted 10 days, and I joined him in that. Could you tell us about the Shaykh's interaction with the internet at the early time when the internet was introduced to the kingdom? He was from the early ones who hastened to benefit from this service and to utilize it to dissipate and propagate and at the service of the Islamic knowledge. And there is nothing more obvious regarding this more than his establishment of the site, his site on the internet, which contains all of his production in terms of knowledge, and which his establishment, his charitable establishment now after his death, developed and is taken care of and supervising. When did the Shaykh rahimahullah buy the automatic answering machine? She said, from the things which are unknown to many is that the Shaykh rahimahullah was keen and had interest in all that which is related to instruments and electronic modern instruments. And there were those who used to provide him with all that is in you in this respect, and such that you will find with the Shaykh rahimahullah some instruments which were not even present in the market. And from that, for example, electronic watches and the instruments that determine the direction of the Qibla, and also recording instruments and mobile and regular phone instruments, and also record audio recording instruments and automatic answering machines instruments on the phone and others. And he used, rahimahullah, to possess these things. For example, he possessed this automatic answering machine the first time it came to the market in the kingdom, and he used it a lot, and he used to program it and record on it the messages himself, especially at the time of his travel, so that he used to change even the messages to leave the place of his residency so that people can reach him, and he was in that a reference to all of us. Did the Shaykh rahimahullah buy, did he buy newspapers? And how did the Shaykh rahimahullah knew the news, local or international? Answer: one of the newspapers we used to receive at home as a gift, and he rahimahullah used to look at it if he had time, and sometimes he would ask us for a scissor, and then he would cut some of the articles or important news, and then he would keep them, rahimahullah. And also he is also to take some of the news from, by the way of the radio, by way of radio, especially during the breakfast time at 8 or 7 in the morning, he used to listen to the Quran broadcasting station from Riyadh, and also to the BBC, and he was also to listen at length sometimes to some of the reports of analysis of some of the news, if there are important news. Question: was there any offer for the Sheikh to move to Riyadh? Yes, several times he was asked to move to Riyadh and also to Medina and to Mecca, and he was assigned one time as a judge in the eastern province of Al-Ihsa, but he, rahimahullah, used to see that his staying in Unayza has a great benefit, and that's why he refused all of these offers. Question: when during the visit of King Faisal and King Khalid and King Fahd rahimahumullah and others from the princes, what did the Shaykh offer them upon their visit or during their visit? At his home, which is made of mud in Unayza, when he was at his home, which was made of mud in Unayza, he was visited by King Saud and King Khalid and King Fahd رحمهم الله, all of them. And they, may Allah forgive them, used to be amazed from his humbleness and his piousness and then asceticism in of this life and his simplicity. Question, did anyone offer to install any echo instrument in the masjid for the mic in the Sheikh's masjid? Answer, the Sheikh rahimahullah did not see to that. Question, was the Sheikh married to other than you? And how many wives did he have? No, the Sheikh rahimahullah was not married to other than me. He married, rahimahullah, two wives before. One of them, rahimahullah, died. And then he married from the second, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not intend for that marriage to continue. We need a question, we need from you an admonition to men who may have more than one wife. The answer, she repeated this twice, al-adil, al-adil, al-adil. Justice, justice, justice. If the person who asked the question, the sister asked, if one would ask from the father, meaning the Shaykh rahimahullah, to admonish me, what would you expect that he would admonish me like a girl, since I am a girl, as a girl? What would he admonish me? He would admonish you, the answer, as he would admonish his daughters and all the daughters of the Muslims to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly and secretly, and to obey the and be righteous to the parents, and to have ties with kinship, and to preserve the husband, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the raising of the children Islamically based on leniency and kindness. Question, how did the Shaykh rahimahullah receive the news about his illness? How did he tell you about it? He rahimahullah received the news about his illness with patience and anticipating the reward. And one of my sons reported to me that after he, the Shaykh rahimahullah, received the news, he told them not to mention anything to me and to their brothers and sisters, and to leave the matter for him. And he, rahimahullah, related to news to us gradually. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him and to make him from his, give him a spacey residence in paradise. And as to the Shaykh's care for the affairs of the Ummah, he, rahimahullah, she said that he was keen about following the affairs of the Muslims in all the places in Palestine, in Algeria, in Afghanistan, in Shishan, etc. Question, we came to know that the Shaykh, rahimahullah, during his time of illness, he used to refuse to say about this disease, which was cancer, the al-marad al-khabith, the evil disease, and that he used to call it dangerous. Would you tell us about this and about his patients? The answer is, this was not after his illness only, but he had this opinion, rahimahullah, from before, because he used to dislike using the term evil for this disease. And as to his patients, rahimahullah, this was manifested during his time of illness, and I knew that he used to suffer a lot from it, and the illness used to awake him, and the pain used to awake him during the night many times. And whenever he was asked about the pain, he used to say, it is existing. However, he would add, I tell you this only as information, not as complaint. Because he, rahimahullah, knows the reward of the patient ones. Alhamdulillah, sufficient is this from the meeting. This is from Abdullah. May Allah preserve her, the wife of our Shaykh, rahimahullah. And from the things which I remember when she talked about the electronic instruments. I remember the Sheikh rahimahullah one time brought me a gift which he received from the United States, and it is about a GSM, I believe, which pinpoints your position wherever you may be. And he wanted me to program it for him, and it works on satellite reception. And he was so keen, mashallah, to know how it works so that he can... GPS, yes. That's right. And he forwarded to me and said, try to program it and find a way how it works. Yani this, rahimahullah, he was indeed... also, he was the issue of audio recording. He was interested in having that because in this case he would record any of the thoughts that would come for him on his way, for example, a point of benefit and so forth. And as he was receiving, mashallah, the teaching, you know, she learned in the elderly schools. And now she is still studying, I believe, in the Quranic schools. Now she is still studying. This was, the interview was late 2005, maybe the 12th, maybe in December 2005. Wallahu alhamdulillah rabbil alameen wa sallallahu alayhi wa muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. I thought that this could be something useful for all of us, inshallah, and especially for our sisters. Now, alhamdulillah.